At one point, the Apostle Paul, writing, not because he was, you know, wagging a finger of judgment in anyone's face, but I believe truly from a heart of love and warning, he said to one of his other churches, the church in Corinth, "Beware that you think you are standing firm, lest you are just about to fall." We are right at the edge when we think, "I'm good. I'm all right. As long as I say the right thing, look good, sound good, dress good, I hang around good people, I'm all good." And Jesus is saying, you can be good on the outside and be rotten, unclean, and in terrible shape on the inside. You hear that rhythm again? You scribes and Pharisees, you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside are full of greed and self-indulgence. And it still happens today, doesn't it? We think, you know what? I'm a good person. I drive nice. I keep my lawn nice. But when I'm inside my house, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to eat what I want to eat. I'm going to, you know, watch what I want to watch. And it, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's not going to affect anybody else. It's just me in my own private life. But our thoughts in that private life, our actions in that private life, are seen by the one who loves us and gave himself for us, are seen for the greedy and self-indulgent acts that they are, as Jesus said. And if we think that he doesn't see, we're the ones that are blind. You blind Pharisee, first clean out the inside, and then the outside will be clean. We need an inside change, an inside job, if you will, of something being changed there. Jesus goes on and he uses the imagery of a whitewashed tomb. In the days, you've probably seen the days, you know, the stone that rolls past the doorway and allows that, and a body would be placed in the tomb to stay there for a year or so. The body would naturally decompose, and they would put the bones into a bone box, and now there was space for another body to be there. And on the outside, it looked all clean. They planted their flowers. They made it look nice. But the reality of the inside was decay and rot, and as Jesus said, you know, full of all uncleanness. As we saw in the gospel last week, it's what's inside us, inside our hearts and our minds. It's that greediness and self-indulgence. It is that lawlessness that makes us unclean. And when we try to put on the mask and say, "I'm okay. I mean, come on, Pastor. Look around. I'm one of the few that actually came to church. Why are you yanking my chain? This isn't fair, right? You know, the others are out shopping or they're watching sports or, you know, they're doing whatever." But if we think that we're clean by just our outside, by our church attendance card being perfect, you know, we are at risk of falling. And Jesus loves us enough to address this. Seven times he says it to the scribes and Pharisees, and it rings out to us still today. Not because he was anti-Pharisee, not because he hated anyone, but because he actually loved all and he wanted to warn all. And it was more important to Jesus that even if it meant pricking someone's conscience and briefly making them uncomfortable, he wanted to show his love enough to warn us so we wouldn't have worse damage further down the line, or even possibly forever. As one pastor said, I think pretty wisely and pretty soberingly, there's a real heaven, there's a real hell, and real people are going to spend eternity in one place or the other. And if we're just going to wear the mask, we risk having a Christless eternity. And Jesus loves us enough to warn us from that. And by his Spirit, I think he's warning all of us, myself included, about it this evening. So what's the change then? What's the way it works? Well, this race we are running, this grace race, that we maybe get distracted on and turned around by what's in our head and in our hearts, and we need to be recalibrated, the answer is we need that cleansing of the Holy Spirit inside. We looked at it this past Sunday in the Old Testament reading and maybe didn't even spend as much time with it as we should have, but David, when he was caught in his own greed and self-indulgence of taking someone else's wife, making that now his wife, killing that man, so adding to that the sin of murder, David, when he was caught in his sin, said, a broken spirit you will not despise. In other words, I'm coming to you admitting my brokenness. I'm not wearing any mask. I'm coming to you humble and honest and saying, I need you and I need your grace. I need what you accomplished on the cross, Jesus. And I need your spirit to work a change inside of me so I am oriented towards you and oriented towards honesty and my spirit keeping in step with your Holy Spirit, kind of like not a drill sergeant, but more someone who is guiding us and coaching us like that coach did to help me through the marathon. Come on, Jerry, you can do this. Let's run for a little while. An encourager. It says, since we have been set free by the Spirit, let's keep in step with the Spirit. That's how we're going to run this race and be productive. Now, again, we may be tempted to hide behind our self-righteousness, our righteous masks, and that's what is so wrong and so dangerous. Jesus loved us enough to warn us about that. If you need another clue or reminder about it, go back and look at the Sermon on the Mount. Look at Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Look there where Jesus talks about, for example, you've heard it said you should not commit murder, and we know that commandment. But I tell you that if you are angry with your brother, you are at risk of the fires of hell. If you call your brother a fool, you're at risk of the fires of hell. Jesus takes the act of murder and says the thought, murderous, angry, slandering, judging thoughts are just as dangerous and need just as much to be addressed. Bringing them in with our brokenness and honesty to Jesus and letting his Spirit do that cleansing work again. This is what he offers to us, that we might be clean. This idea that, you know, come and be clean the inside of the cup. Jesus, come with your Spirit and clean the inside of the heart. Clean the inside of my mind so that I'm new and I think in your way. And then I'll speak in your way. And I won't be one way when I'm around good Christian folk and be another way when I'm around other folks. I'll just be your Spirit-led child. This is the gift that he offers to us to warn us away from self-righteousness, to warn us to trust in the righteousness he earned by his death on the cross. And that this Lenten season is a gift we all would do well to seek that cleansing. May God help us do that, to turn from our own hypocrisy, however it's manifested itself, and to by his Spirit come and be cleansed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.